Last name is Pennington, P-E-N-N-I-N-G. T-O-N, first name Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y, date of birth is 4-1-1943, date of service is January 25th, 2013, HPI, patient is here for follow-up and for refills of his medications, period. He otherwise feels well, no acute complaints, period. Notably, he did a follow-up with an oncologist, and I did have another EGD by his GI as well, and he does not have any recurrence of his esophageal carcinoma, esophageal adenocarcinoma, period. patient is denying any GI complaints, is eating well, has gained weight, period. Review systems, no CV, POM, or GI symptoms, denies any GU symptoms, patient does complain of numbness in his toes, in the bottom of his forefoot, and having some imbalance whenever he closes his eyes, period. Patient did see a neurologist for this and was told he had neuropathy, period. Mood is good. No other complaints. Physical exam general note of distress. Patient appears well, in good spirits. His hair has grown back. H-E-N-T, frank spleen, with a moist heart, rhythm, the murmurs only clear bilaterally. Go back to heart, there's no cloud of bruise. Adam is still non-tender, non-tender. Extremity, there's profound edema bilaterally. There are skin changes from venous stasis on the right more than the left, and there are multiple varicosities. Assessment. Patient here with a history of a coronary artery disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and GERD, also esophageal adenocarcinoma, peripheral neuropathy, history of vitamin D deficiency, iron deficiency anemia, and a venous insufficiency plan. Continue to take patient's current medications. Gave a 90-day supply with one refill. So if you can please add a section for medications. Metoprolol 25 milligrams BID, simvastatin 40 milligrams QHS, Lasix 20 milligrams every other day, omeprazole 40 milligrams QAM, famotidine 40 milligrams QPM, aspirin 81 milligrams daily, Centrum Cardio multivitamin, vitamin D 5,000 units daily, mushroom complex 600 milligrams daily, and astragalus root, that's A-S-T-R-A-G-A-L-U-S root, R-O-O-T, 500 milligrams daily. Notably, I go back to plan. Notably, the patient had been on finasteride for BPH, but this was discontinued when he started chemotherapy. Period, the patient does not have any lower urinary tract symptoms of BPH, so we will hold off on continuing this for the time being, period. We ordered labs to include a CMP, lipid panel, CBC, ferritin, iron, B12 folate, and vitamin D level. And a PSA period. We follow up with patient as every 6 months and as needed. Patient with a standard plan, this is a dictation. Next patient is Barbara Legner. L-E-G-N-E-R, first name Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, date of birth is 12-9-1938, date of service is January 25th, 2013. HPI patient's here because she's been having abdominal discomfort for the last 2 months, period. Patient does have a history of diverticulosis, period. Patient describes the pain as a sharp pain that happens on and off most days of the week. And it's in the lower abdomen on the left and right-hand side, period. This is associated with constipation, period. The pain is relieved after bowel movement, period. Patient imagining nausea and vomiting. She has normal appetite, period. Sometimes she does have bright blood. Sorry, patient denies any blood in the stool, period. Notably, however, she did go to the emergency department in Sandwich, S-A-N-D-W-I-C-H, for abdominal pain. They did do blood testing, which was normal, and they did do occult blood testing, which was positive, period. Patient does have a known history of hemorrhoids internally, period. Patient denies any change in her diet, period. No fevers or chills, period. Review systems is otherwise negative. Physical exam, general note to distress. Patient appears well. HENT, means symptoms are moist. Heart regular rhythm, no murmurs, all are clear. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no marked bowel, some extremities, no edema. Assessment of patient here with abdominal pain, which is likely due to constipation, and a functional abdominal pain. Peer patient also with a history of diverticulosis, period. We will have patients start Bentyl, 10 milligrams, 3 times daily as needed for abdominal spasm. Recommended patient increased fluid intake. Patients to continue Dulcolax for as a stool softener and add prune juice. Period. If patient does have continued constipation, she is to use over-the-counter Miralax or magnesium citrate, period. Also, patients to start taking extra fiber with Metamucil or Benefiber daily, period. If patient's symptoms improve, we will get a CAT scan or a plain abdominal x-ray, period. Patients to follow up in a month, and we will follow up how she is doing. A patient with your standard well plan is a letter dictation. Next patient is Cindy Lupe, L-U-P-E-I, first name Cindy, C, so Cynthia, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A. Date of birth is 5/25/1948. Date of service is January 26, 2013. HPI patient seizure follow-up results of her laboratory testing, period. She otherwise feels well, no complaints, period. She has been trying to eat better and has started exercising over the new year with her WII Fit, F-I-T, period. Admits that there is more intake of sweet foods during the holidays. However, she has been eating better lately, is limiting concentrated carbohydrates in her diet, period. She's also increasing the fiber in her diet as well, period. Does admit there was increased stress due to the fact that both her parents were sick over the holidays as well, period. Review systems, no CV, pulmonary GI symptoms. She does still have some urge incontinence, which is controlled with Tobiaz. Physical exam, general note to distress, patient obese, is in good spirits and pleasant. HNT, mucosal muscle brain is clear and acceptable. Heart rate, rhythm, no breathes, lungs are clear, abdomen is soft, extremities, no edema. Assessment, patient, sorry, before assessment. Labs show hemoglobin A1C of 6.1, glucose of 128, vitamin D 39. Assessment patient here with glucose intolerance, prediabetes, also with hypertension, which is controlled, mixed incontinence and hypothyroidism plan. Patients that continue her current medications. Discuss the patient regarding dietary lifestyle changes to improve her glycemic control, namely with increased exercise, and possibly increase increase exercise, both frequency and intensity, and continue with her dietary changes, period. Patient goes to her standing period. In 3 months, we'll have her check another A1C, as well as at that time, we will do another lipid panel, CMP, and TSH, period. Patients that continue other current medications as prescribed, period. She both her standard health plan. This is an education. Next patient is Jessica Jarvis, J-A-R-V-I-S, first name Jessica, J-E-S-S, ICA, date of birth is 7/14/1986, date of service is January 25th, 2013. HPI patient's here for annual physical exam and path test period. She otherwise feels well, has no complaints. Review system, negative for any CV, POM, GI, GU, and neural symptoms, medications, seasonal. Personal history and comp is unremarkable. Social history, patient is in a monogamous relationship with a boyfriend of a year. Last month period was in October. It does come regularly every 3 months on the placebo week of seasonal. Denies any intermenstrual spotting. Pap tests have been normal. Denies any smoking. Physical exam, no acute distress. Patient appears well. It's pleasant. So I can go back to social history. Patient works for a car dealership. Back to physical exam. HNT or friends claiming some of the moist neck, supple, no cardiomegaly or lymphadenopathy. Heart rate, rhythm, no murmurs, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear, bilateral, abdomen soft, non-tender. No more the diaphragms. Breast exam without nodules. Induration masses are excellent. Lymphadenopathy bilaterally. GU external arteria appear normal. There's no vulvar, vaginal or cervical lesion seen. No cervical motion tenderness by manual exam without any adnexal masses or uterine masses. Extremities, there's no edema. Assessment patient here for annual physical exam. Plan. Pap testing with GC chlamydia testing sent. Period. Continue seasonal now. Gave a 3 months supply with 4 refills, period. We did do STD testing in terms of HIV, Hep B, Hep C, and RPR screening in 2011, which was a negative, period. Patient declines the flu vaccine. This is under dictation. Next patient is Christine Porter, P-O-R-T-E-R, first name Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E. Date of birth is 5/18/1948. Date of service is January 25th, 2013. HPI patient's here to review results of her bone density testing period. She otherwise has no acute complaints period. She continues to have some anxiety some anxiety which is due to her grieving for the loss of her brother and mother over the holidays period. She says that she's able to go to work which distracts her, but she feels that ever since the death of her brother and mother, she has been worrying a lot, especially about her daughter, period. Patient had been on Paxil one time, period. She had been also on Alprazolam at one time as well, period. Denies any suicidal thoughts. She still does enjoy things as before, period. There has been some crying spells, period. Review systems as per HPI, otherwise denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, no falling, no joint pain, physical exam, no acute distress, psych, patient with normal eye contact, normal speech, very slightly tearful when talking about her grieving. Lungs are clear, heart regular rhythm, abdomen is soft. Bone density shows a T score of minus 1.7 in a spine and minus 0.5 and minus 0.4 in the right and left hips, respectively, period. These are improvements from a previous bone density done 3 years ago, period. Assessment patient with osteoporosis. leukemia. Also, a patient with history of anxiety, going through a grieving plan. Another patient has been on Actonel since 2005. However, there seems to continue to be improvement of bone density, and patient would like to just stay on her Actonel for the time being, period. This did discuss with patient regarding options such as going on a drug holiday versus changing to Prolia, period. Patient does feel most comfortable continuing Actonel for the time being, period. We will continue Actonel 150 milligrams 2 months for the next 2 years, and we will recheck another bone density at that time, period. Otherwise, patients will continue our current medications. And we will follow up with patient in several months. Period. Patient voice understanding of the above plan. This is an indication. Next patient, Laura Ramseyer, R-A-M-S-E-I-E-R, first name Laura, L-O-R-E, date of birth is 9/24/1973, data services, January 25th, 2013, HPI. Patient's here to follow up regarding her chronic medical conditions, period. She does say that she's overall doing better. She did see her orthopedic for her knee pain and was told she had, she did undergo an arthroscopy. Was told she had severe degenerative changes. However, the plan is to do physical therapy so that they can delay joint replacement as long as possible, period. Patient was also told she has answering bursitis, period. Patient also complained of some neck stiffness with headaches and occasional paresthesias in her hands, especially in the left side, and she was told that she had a protruding disc in her cervical spine, the C4, C5, period. A patient has been undergoing chiropractic care with decompression, and this has improved her symptoms, period. In terms of other chronic problems, such as fibromyalgia, ADHD, and hypersomnolence, these have been stable on our current medications, period. Reviewing systems, patients continue to have chronic pain, although this is under control overall. Mood is stable, no chest pain, shortness of breath, or GI symptoms. Period, no, the patient has decreased milk from her diet, and this has helped, period. Physical exam, no key distress, patient's obese. CV, regular rhythm, no results are clear, abdomen is soft. Musculoskeletal, his antenna is medial left knee, but there's full range of motion, no swelling. There's full range of motion of the neck as well. Assessment patient here with fibromyalgia, ADHD, hypersomnolence, chronic fatigue, osteoarthritis, cervical radiculopathy, history of vitamin D deficiency plan. Patients are continuing her current medications. Today we filled her refilled her Flexeril 10 milligrams QHS number 90 with one refill period. Also, we did check her vitamin D as well as iron CBC iron studies and CBC as well, period. Patient will also need to follow up to get lipid panel, CMP, TI TSH and a cortisol level, period. The patient was transmitting of the above plan. This is an education. If you can please add, this is an addendum to Cynthia Lupe, L-U-P-E-I, first name Cynthia, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A. Please add addendum. Patient also complains of a rash under her breast, period. On physical exam, skin, there's a well-demarcated area of erythema in the breast fold with satellite lesions. Please add to assessment endotracheal candidiasis, and please add to plan. We will also add nystatin cream to apply 3 times daily. And to continue in, for 3 days after the rash has disappeared. Patient was not standing. This is the end.